بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We all know that the most dangerous thing is to commit sins. Sins. And every one of us trying to get rid of the sins, not to bring in our lives sins at all. All kind of means they're using to try not to commit any kind of sins. But the best remedy is to sit in the company of pious people. What pious people can do in 1 minute, it'll take you years to sit by someone else, or just reading books of any kind, will not achieve what you can achieve by sitting in the company of a pious person. It's obvious this month that what intention you come with. If you come with the intention, honest intention, that's why Hazuji says, Sidq means the truth. You must be true when you come to sit. Then very, very, you will benefit a lot. You benefit a lot. It's obvious that we all want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. That's why we sat down here. So when you become close to Allah Ta'ala, then you will sit in the company of the pious people, then you come to realize how you'll appreciate Allah Ta'ala. The words that come out of them is something that is beyond. Because the love of Allah Ta'ala is something else. Like you feel a person selling mangoes, you say the mango person, the person selling vegetable. Likewise, you sit with the company of Allah Wala, you become Allah Wala too. You want to become Allah Wala. Now for that, most important is don't become slave of your nafs. Don't become. That is the most important thing. Because once you become slave of your nafs, then you'll have two sheikh. Well, two sheikh. One is your sheikh, and your sheikh nafs also. So when the sheikh tells you to do certain things, you will do, will suit you. And another side, your nafs says, no, don't do the thing there. So now you're not going to follow your sheikh, you're going to follow your second sheikh and your nafs. So you're not going to derive, you won't get anything out of it. There'll be more harm caused. Because you did not come with an open heart. In other words, you not give yourself to him. You have to give yourself to him if you want to get some benefit. But if you don't give yourself to him, then what do you expect? You won't expect anything at all. So if the love of Allah Ta'ala you want to come into your heart, then you give your love to your sheikh. And if you love your sheikh, then the love of Allah Ta'ala, automatically by sitting in his company, the love of Allah will come into your heart too. Because it's obvious that if you have sahaba ikram to sit in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the effect was so strong that overnight there was a revolution took place. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Nabi Karim. So if a person come with a very clean heart, then if he sits in the company of anyone who is pious, the effect must take place. Effect must take place. But the most important thing is that he must keep his nafs far from him. Because Rasulullah says, your biggest enemy is your nafs. Your biggest enemy is your nafs. Once you keep your nafs far from you, then you must know that any kind of taklif you go through, any kind of mishap you face will not affect you at all. Whatever is happening to us today, if you face even any kind of difficulties or mishaps, the effect is because of our nafs. Because of our nafs. If you look at the person told you something very harshly, he scolded you, he's vulgar with you, whether it's your wife, whether it's anyone for this matter. The purpose for you to get angry is because of your nafs. But if you kept your nafs one side altogether, and you say that this is whatever is happening is from Allah, it's happening from Allah. So if it's happening from Allah, what will you do? You accept it happily, because it's coming from Allah. But if you take it as a coming from someone else, your nafs, if it come in between, then you say not from Allah Ta'ala. If you can only take anything that's coming into your life, whatever difficulties and hardship of whatever kind, if you take it as coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would you do? Because you know this much that you got love for Allah Ta'ala, you got love for Allah Ta'ala. Any kind in your business also, there's some kind of difficulties take place. So when the difficulties takes place, you state what will you think? It's coming from who? This world, whatever is happening, is coming from who? Allah Ta'ala. You and I cannot do anything about it. He is Malik al-Mulk. He can decide what he wants. We cannot come in between. But everything that happens is a lesson for us. Is that a lesson for us? But to show you an important point here, that if you only can keep your nafs away from you, then you see how successful you will be in this world. Then you will not be an unhappy person. You will not be a miserable person. You will always take it as this, that if a person got no children now too, he tries all the right means, all the medication he takes, not the wrong means, which we have to do, like a person when he opens a business, he takes out, do all the correct means for the business, and thereafter he fails, you will not depend, you will not be disturbed. Because Allah, I tried my level best to do the correct way. I did not use my nafs to use the wrong means. I used the correct means, and this is what all the outcome, and I'm prepared to accept it. You're a very sick person. You tried all medications, what best you went throughout the world. You failed. As long as your nafs is not with you, you'll become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, this is your decision, I'm happy to accept it. So every way is the nafs. For example, now we're talking about nafs. What is the reason for that person to commit zina? What is the reason for the person to commit to steal, to gamble? Whatever he's doing is what? Because of who? Because of his nafs. His greed for the world, or greed for the desire that he have lusts. Now he wants to keep his nafs happy. He begins to commit these kind of sins. He does not realize that these sins were committed, there will be no maja in that thing, no fun in that. Because now you became the slave of your nafs. You not became slave of Allah Ta'ala. But if you know this much that the harms are very serious, you will try your level bit at the time of committing that guna. You will not go near it at all because you got something else in you. The love of Allah. When the love of Allah is stamped in your heart, that's the most important thing. The love of Allah is stamped in your heart to that extent. Oh Allah, min asif Allah. Oh Allah, give us that love. At the time when you face of any kind of test, oh Allah, we pass the test. First of all, do not put us in the test. We are very weak. We are very weak. Like a person who commits zina also, if he only has this one thing, Allah, my love for Allah, how can I do it? When you remember this, Mahasar says, Muhsin haqiqi, munimi haqiqi, Muhsin haqiqi, munimi haqiqi. Who is a true one in reality? Who is giving you all the favors? Allah Ta'ala, Muhsin haqiqi you call it. All the favors that in this world have been given to us by who? Did you ever think like that? Did you ever think like that? Mun'im haqiqa, ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gave. This is the true one, the one that's giving you the ni'mat is who? Allah Ta'ala. Look at the health that you got in you, the good health you have in you, the wealth that you've got in you, everything that you got in, did you ever think, Ya Allah, you gave us, no one else. When a person got this in heart that Allah Ta'ala, you gave us all these things, then it's obvious you won't think you're nothing. You won't begin to, I did anything. You won't think that I have done everything. You won't think my knowledge. You won't think anything of that kind. But what you say? Wallahi, you have killed this. That true love, that munimi haqiqi, that's what you call. The first, today, we all the problem that we have in us because we became slave of our nafs. Slave of our nafs. This eyes Allah has given the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, what a ni'mat it's called. What are you using it for? Did you ever realize that? Allah gave us hands, feet, everything, the body, but the eyes also. This thing Allah gave, did you any time to realize, how can I fulfill my nafs with these eyes? Like if you look at it very carefully, that the cell phone has caused so much of harm today. I'm just giving one example. I'm not going to go into detail. He's spoken a lot about it. If you realize, Ya Allah, you gave me these eyes for what you gave me these eyes. One Sahabi, when Nabi Karim Salam passed away, he said, Ya Allah, take my eyes away now. I don't need these eyes because Nabi Karim is gone now. His eyes was for him and no one else. So if you really look at it this much, that everything that is happening to us is really because of one thing, is about our nafs. And this is a very big, it's something Imam Ghazali said, keep far from you, the same nafs will make curse on the day of Qiyamah. Whom you're trying to keep happy all the time, you're keeping your nafs happy all the time, to leave your halal wife and go to haram, you're keeping your nafs happy, the same nafs will curse you on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever the nafs is telling you to commit one guna, also any sin is telling you to commit a sin, you keeping yourself happy to commit the sin, how long are you going to do it for? And remember one thing, don't say, I'm going to make tawbah and do it tomorrow and leave it. Tomorrow will never come. Whatever you can do, that's why we came here to sit in the company of pious and company, listen to Allah while Allah talks. You've taken so much of pain and to come here to sit down for what? So that we gain the love of Allah into our hearts. So that we come close to Him, so that we keep away from all the sins. So if you don't have that thing in you, that when you leave this place and you still commit sins, then kya majaa? Don't know one of the greatest things when a person has Allah Ta'ala in him, the greatest thing that is ibadat becomes something else. Is ibadat? You don't understand. Once you got Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with you and you got His company all the time with you, when you need namaz is something else. Only that person will understand who has gone through that. You can talk of everything, but until you don't face that, you don't experience it, you won't understand. You won't understand. So the love of Allah when it comes into you, that ibadat, that the enjoyment that you have in you, Allahu Akbar. That's why we are not pakka Muslim. Pakka mu'min. Pakka mu'min is that person who does not become slave of his nafs. His nafs is controlled by him. The nafs does not control him. He controls his nafs. Never to do it. That's why I'm telling you this much. When Hazrat told one, that one thing, I've always mentioned this thing, that when the man was walking for Eid Namaz at Buzruk, and that person threw the ashes on him, you and I, what would have done that? What would we do? Because we are slave of our nafs. That ashes came on for a fellow on his clothing, he just did like this. Did not look at who the culprit is, who threw that thing, like how we'll do. How we will do is someone have a big vulgar with us, or someone swear us, or whoever it is, we'll look at the person 10 times to see what we decide to do. This Buzu said, "Arey, carry on walking. It's good that only ashes. I'm fit for fire. I'm fit for." Why don't we do those kind of things when we are faced with these kind of situations? That if a person swears you to, your nafs will not overtake you. The moment the nafs overtakes you, what happens? You must say, it's good he saw me like this man because I'm worse than that person. I am worse than this. Because immediately when a person who got true love for Allah Ta'ala, he begin to think, Ya Allah, I kept you whole. I've hurt you so many times. I've done the same thing against your thing. You didn't close my rosy to. You didn't put me in any sickness to. Ya Allah, today that man told me like that. I'm worse than that person. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when someone praised him, he said, Ya Allah, you bear witness of Allah, I'm not happy with that. Not happy with that. So this nafs is a very great enemy of ours, which we always keep it happy to commit this sin, commit that sin, all that. Once in the khanqa, one person came in the khanqa, in the buzur khanqa. And it so happened that one lady comes to clean up, so his eyes fell on that woman. You go in the khanqa to put yourself right. It so happened his eyes fell on the woman, and Buzuk came to know that this fellow got a... Because when you keep contact with the Buzuk, you must talk of your sickness, not of your good things. If you want your to be really improved in your life, do not hide from your sheikh, because him, your sheikh will never take you low. Then he's not a sheikh. He'll always think now, this person got a sickness, is nothing. The most important is to improve his life. So the sheikh saw this person got this thing that is now, eyes is falling on this woman. Who come to work? I'm saying this because we all sad to say, many of us are guilty of it too. Either in your room, houses, either in your offices, either anywhere. Anywhere. Because you're talking of the nafs, how the nafs overtakes you. So being in the khanqa, this happened to him. When the sheikh came to know about it, then they don't disgrace anyone. They don't embarrass anyone. They have something else in the heart. They don't look down at them. That's why they say, do not look down at the person, look down at his action. If you see a person drunk, feel pity for him. Feel pity. But don't look down at him. Because you don't know what your last action is going to be. Oh Allah, take us to Iman. You do not know that. Until unless you don't have that guarantee that you can die with Iman, you have no right to look down at anyone. No matter how big the person. So the sheikh saw that now. So what told? Oh, this is a sickness now. They look at sickness. What to do now? Oh my dear friends, whosoever, khuda na kare, Allah forbid, if you got guilty of that, please listen to this very carefully. Because you leave your lovely wives, sincere wife, and look at the eyes somewhere else, and commit all kinds of sins. So what happened? He told that person to give him medicine that make julap. Diarrhea. So the sheikh told, give him that thing. Who? The woman. She drank that medicine and she got running stomach, khalas. Running from here to everywhere. Now that face of hers was no more the same. No more the same. Now because she went through that, now all the beauty is gone also. And he said that you must collect off that mark of hers. That's how they should do that time in the khanqa. When he collected all the thing, and now when that woman passing by, that you don't look at his face too. He don't look at the woman's face. The woman he was looking at all the time, with so much of lust and whatever may be. Now he does not want to look at that. The sheikh said, haan, kaam ban gaya abhi. See what they don't want to look down anyone. Take that sickness out of you. That sickness that you got, that disease in you of looking at women, take it out of you. And then they brought that all the muck, brought in front of the murid. Hazrat, what is it? This is your mahbub. This is your beloved one. This is your whom you're looking too much. Whom you're looking too much. But before this, you're looking at her, this is her reality. All her beauty is here. Toba kar liya usne. He made toba. Let us keep that in mind, that we got our wives at home. Look at them with beauty. Look at them with muhabbat. Allah will look at you muhabbat. Then you see, your nafs will tell you, look at that person. You leave that person, look at the right person. So our nafs is something which is misleading us all the time. It's taking away all our good deeds away. And now in that nur that is supposed to be in us is gone also. The ibadat that we're making, that is also gone. To tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda. The moment your eyes are going to see the wrong thing in a phone too, tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, main kaise maan. If you only got that, Mahazrat gave us this thing. Whatever I speak, what Mahazrat told us. Because I know his words are all full of barakat. He said, that person, you know, he was very poor. He couldn't buy anything. He had no money. And he desired to eat some food. How can he buy? He can't steal. He can't steal. To steal is haram. So he's telling his nafs, oh nafs, no one hearing that. He said, tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, how can I follow you? Tera kehna kyun maanu? Tera kehna kyun maanu? People saying, ye to koi pagal hai. Some pagal. Madman. One person asked him, what is it you saying, tum mera khuda nahi, tera banda nahi, kehna kyun maanu? Why must I follow you? One intelligent person came out, he said, all others ran him down. You see, I got no money. I don't have means. He's asking me for certain thing to eat. I can't steal it. I'm telling my nafs, you're not my khuda. I'm not your banda. Then why must I follow you? So this my Hazrat told us that time, for every occasion of that kind, where you want to commit a sin, want to come, first Allah must protect us from sins. The moment you see the sin, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's anything, whether your eyes go to the wrong place, tum mera khuda nahi. You're not my khuda. I'm not your banda. Why must I follow you? Now, if you're sincere about it, you'll use it everywhere. You're driving car too. Your eyes fall somewhere. Straight away, you remember this thing. This one small statement, tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Whether the person doing a business deal, which is haram, haram. At that time, it is enough to tell, take it, no one is here. At that time, you say that. In everything, in every occasion, which is haram, the nafs tells you to do it, go against it. With this one statement, inshallah, the barakat of this, Allah Ta'ala will keep you away from all this. So the biggest chore in our life now, the biggest thief in our life, is the nafs. We must keep far from nafs. And you see how anything that you do, do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not for nafs. Nafs is today, tomorrow is gone. Allah Ta'ala hame amal karne taufeeq nasib wa akhu da'wan alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa Muhammadin. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa dunya. Min khizi dunya wa azab al-qabri wa azab al-akhir. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم والحكم نبي كريم made the dua oh Allah do not let us come near the nafs the wink of the eye too. Do not come the nafs must not come to us with the blink of eye too it must not come near us at all with this dua Allah Ta'ala qabul fana wa akhu da'wa alhamdulillah